Sean Gorman, one of the PolitiFact Virginia fact checkers at the Richmond Times-Dispatch, joins us this morning for the Tuesday morning PolitiFact Virginia segment of WCVE's broadcast of Morning Edition. Hello, Sean.
Good morning, Wayne.
We have three items to talk to you about today. First of all, a Truth-O-Meter item in which you checked out a statement by Virginia Congressman Frank Wolf, a Republican from Northern Virginia. He said the Congressional Budget Office has estimated that, quote, every penny of the federal budget will go to interest on the debt and entitlement spending by the year 2025. That sounds like a pretty big statement, but you checked the facts, and what did you find?
Well, Wolf cited its June 2011 Congressional Budget Office report about the nation's long-term fiscal health. Now, a table in that report does show that in 2025, entitlement spending and interest payments on the debt will be higher than federal revenues going into the budget. Now, that's a shade different from Wolf's statement that there won't be any money for other programs. Beyond tax revenue, the U.S. borrows money to finance the budget. And this is a technical distinction that caught the eye of budget analysts we spoke with, but it doesn't detract from the gist of Wolf's claim that entitlements and debt payments, debt interest payments, are eating up the government's resources. Now, the CBO's scenario of exhausted revenues is based on the assumption that major U.S. policies continue indefinitely, such as extending the Bush tax cuts and preserving Medicare reimbursement levels for physicians. Now, the CBO does lay out a second and more optimistic outlook that assumes laws on the books take effect, and that would mean, for example, that all the Bush tax cuts would expire at the end of this year. And under that scenario, revenues through 2085 always outpace entitlements and debt interest payments. Now, a couple of budget analysts told us the gloomier scenario is the more realistic read of the path the U.S. is on. And actually, Wolf's statement is similar to the conclusion reached by the president's own deficit reduction committee. And that committee said in a 2010 report that by 2025, federal revenue will only be able to finance entitlements and interest on the debt. Everything else will have to be paid for with borrowed money. So Wolf's language was a bit inexact, but it doesn't detract from his point that entitlements and interest on the debt is projected to eclipse the government's resources. So we rate the claim true.
Okay. Truth-O-Meter rates it true. You also rate some gubernatorial campaign promises, as do your counterparts in other states for their incumbent governors. And the Bob-O-Meter checked out a campaign promise made by Bob McDonnell when he was running that he would promote health savings accounts. What'd you find out?
Well, the governor had specifically promised to publish the list of all employers in Virginia that offer health savings accounts. Now, the governor's office says this one is still a work in progress. Taylor Thornley, a spokeswoman for McDonald's, said this promise was set back by the passage of President Barack Obama's health care reform bill. And she said the state is still awaiting final rules on whether health savings accounts will be allowed under the law. And that issue may become moot if the Supreme Court throws out the health care reform measure. Now, the White House has said HSAs will still be allowed under the health care reform overhaul, and the law actually has made some minor changes to how those accounts will work. But Roy Ranthan, who is a health care advisor to former President George W. Bush, says other requirements in the law might endanger the existence of some health savings accounts, specifically those that are purchased by small businesses and individuals. I mean, for example, Ranthan said those high-deductible plans will have trouble meeting requirements that the plans contribute at least 80% of their premiums towards medical claims. Now, McDonald still hasn't published the list of insurers who offer health savings accounts. His office says he's waiting for the Supreme Court to rule and for regulations showing that HSAs will still be allowed if the law stands. So for now, we rate this as a promise that's stalled.
Oh, okay. Jamie Radke, a candidate for the U.S. Senate in the Republican primary, made a statement that former Senator George Allen, her main opponent in that primary, quote, voted for 40,000 earmarks when he was previously in the Senate. What do the facts show on that?
Well, last year, PolitiFact Virginia examined a statement in which Radke said Allen, quote, had 40,000 earmarks. Now, we ruled that false because there was no way Allen requested that many earmarks. But Radke's statement this time around is worded differently. She now says Allen voted for 40,000 earmarks while he was in the Senate from 2001 to 2007. Now, Chuck Hansen, a Radke spokesman, said the number is based on a report from the Citizens Against Government Waste. That's a group that tracks earmarks. Now, Allen Maryland voted on budgets in 2002 through 2006 that the Citizens Against Government Waste says contained about 52,000 earmarks, and seeking to be conservative, Radke dropped the number to 40,000. But Allen did not vote for each earmark individually. They were attached to major appropriations bills that Allen supported. Even the watchdog groups that criticize earmarks don't entirely blame Allen for backing the overall appropriations bills. Steve Ellis, the vice president of the Taxpayers for Common Sense, said Allen didn't necessarily support each and every earmark, but he said Allen, quote, was part of the system and certainly got earmarks when he was in office as well. So Radke's statement is accurate but needs clarification, so we rate it mostly true.
All right. Thanks to Sean Gorman of PolitiFact Virginia, who joins us Tuesday mornings here on Morning Edition.
Thanks, Wayne.